This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Shares on Japan's key stock exchange plummeted Tuesday, highlighting investor fears about political turmoil in Washington and this month's massive losses on Wall Street. The Nikkei lost 1,000 points, 5% of its value. The losses on the Nikkei were a spillover from Monday's down day in the U.S., continuing this month's run of near-daily losses, putting the U.S. markets on track for its worst December since the Great Depression. The U.S. Christmas Eve sell-off was triggered in part by President Donald Trump's Twitter attacks on the Federal Reserve and its chairman Jerome Powell, as well as the partial shutdown of the U.S. government. Investors were also rattled by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's phone calls to the heads of the nation's six largest banks on Sunday to determine if they had enough capital on hand to continue operating normally. In his Christmas message to the city and the world, Pope Francis said his wish for the new year was fraternity among individuals of every nation and culture, and for a return to the traditional meaning of Christmas. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
He urged the faithful to reflect on the real meaning of life. Standing before the manger, the Pope said, "We understand that the food of life is not material riches, but love. Not gluttony, but charity. Not ostentation, but simplicity." Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
A suicide attack in Libya targeted the country's foreign ministry in Tripoli on Tuesday, killing at least three. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A hijacker with a knife drove a bus into pedestrians on Tuesday in a southern Chinese city before being captured by police. At least five people were reportedly killed and another 21 injured in the afternoon attack in Longyan, south of Shanghai. The police announcement gave no details of the attacker's identity or motive. The partial shutdown of the U.S. government has moved no closer to a resolution, with President Donald Trump asserting that Democrats must end the standoff, while Democratic leaders in Congress blame Trump for, quote, plunging the country into chaos. The two sides traded their accusations ahead of Christmas, the fourth day in which parts of the government are closed, because Congress and Trump have not been able to agree on spending legislation. Riot police and soldiers were deployed across Sudan's capital Tuesday as protesters demanding the resignation of President Omar al-Bashir threatened to march on the president.